Third Friday, and one of our regular guests that we are delighted to bring back to K-Man's In Focus, Deb Watkins, down at the T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning.
Welcome back to In Focus, and we're going to talk a little bit about today about 2020, and with regard to the animal shelter, it looks like this has been a pretty good year. Is that because a lot of people are staying home more?
It is. It's been an amazing year. We have already adopted out at least 800.
Are you there, Deb?
90 homes. Isn't that awesome?
890?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can. 890 new adoptions. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you keep track of that? How's that compared to years past?
Yes, that's more adoptions than we've ever done year to date. And so we are really excited about that. And, you know, one thing that we talk about in the shelter world is length of stay. You know, we don't want those animals in the shelter any longer than they have to be, even though we are home. And we're so excited. Our length of stay for our animals is, our dogs, is only 5 days. Isn't that amazing?
That means people are just really excited about having some new friends.
Yeah, you know, kids are at home doing their remote learning, and I think it really is important that they have some responsibility, you know, get up from their Zooming, from their classrooms, and take care of their animals. And it's really helped a lot of people out mentally.
Yeah, oh, I can imagine. Well, you do still have some animals, but the numbers seem to be somewhat down from what you've had in the past.
Yes, you know, I think just that's, you know, from our community coming together and getting more animals spayed, and everyone working together to keep those animals off the streets and from being homeless. And, you know, we've had at least 210 animals that we have gotten back to their owners. And so, you know, I think social media has really helped that out a lot, being able to let people know that we found their cat or their dog, and getting them back to owners. So therefore, the animals aren't staying in the shelter. They're getting reclaimed by their owners.
Mm-hmm. Well, good news there. Well, you got about a dozen dogs in the house now, and a bunch of cats and kittens, about three dozen of those, to find new homes for. What do people need to do?
Yeah. So, hey, check us out on petfinder.com. You can see what animals are adopted. You can also fill out the adoption application online. You're welcome to come into the shelter and see the animals. I will say that we do want to help our community stay safe. And so starting Monday, we are going to go back to appointments only. But you can sure get in and see if you bond with that pet. And our adoption counselors are there to help you figure out if that animal is right for your lifestyle. And that way we can keep these animals in these homes.
Well, let's talk about a special event that you have coming up. And this is, you know, it seems like a perfect tie-in with Black Friday. Black Fur Day is coming up here next weekend.
Yeah. Yes, we decided to do Black Fur Day on Saturday. We just thought that Saturday is a day that people will be, you know, available. And so any animal in the shelter that has any amount of black fur on them will be part of our special. And that is a $50 adoption fee, which is a great value. These animals are coming spayed, neutered, back, ready to go. And so please check us out next week. You know, we have new animals that come in the door and go on the adoption floor every single day. And so just because you look and we don't have anything that day, please check back the next day. So we're hoping that people will be on their computers on PetFinder checking out our animals on next Thursday and Friday while they're sitting down with their families having a wonderful Thanksgiving and decide to come adopt on Saturday.
Now, are you going to be closed on obviously Thursday, but Friday as well?
We are. Yep. Our staff really, they've been working so hard here through the pandemic. And so I really want to give them a.
And Deb, speaking of the pandemic, you have been on, had been at times, on an appointment only basis, and I understand you're going to return to those guidelines next week. Tell us more about people and what they need to do in order to establish to get an appointment so that they can meet their next furry family member.
Yeah, just call the shelter and we'll gladly set up an appointment. We'll set those appointments up in between 1 and 5 o'clock, Monday through Saturday. We have times and available times for people to come in and see the animals, and they can fill out that application online. And really the process goes pretty quick. And how great is that, that they get the whole shelter to be able to check out their pet?
Okay. Well, I understand there's a new development with a new animal control officer in place. Tell us what's going to be happening here and the services they provide.
Yeah, you know, recently George retired, and so we've been down to one animal control officer, which, bless his heart, he's been working so hard 24 hours a day in the city of Manhattan and Raleigh County. So we've hired a new animal control officer, and he will start November 30th. We're so excited to have him on board, and the public will get to meet him. And boy, you know, our team is just getting stronger and stronger.
Yeah, well, and this is a key thing. You know, you talked earlier, Deb, about you know, having a number of animals that were able to be returned to their owners, and that animal control officer is a big big participant in that activity.
Oh, absolutely. You know, they really do help keep our animals safe and our community safe. And if you have any problems, just call the Raleigh County Police Department at 785-537-1, and they will dispatch the animal control officers to come assist.
And that's not just in Manhattan. That's Raleigh County, isn't it?
Correct.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about something that people need to keep into consideration with the holidays. Because you know, I have a dog that loves to just survey everything that's on the table.
You betcha. And I understand. It's a feel-good thing. You know, it feels good to make your dog happy and give him a little bite. But, you know, there's such a thing as caution. People food really can upset dogs and cats' stomachs. And so we really need to be very careful about that and make sure that we are not indulging, letting our pets indulge in our Thanksgiving festives. And you know, always have that number to your veterinarian, emergency contact, because things do happen.
Yeah. Well, Black Fur Day is coming up on Saturday. That's the 28th. Is that right? Deb?
From 1 to 5:30.
And do you have to have an appointment? You do have to have an appointment that day in order to adopt a pet, right?
Yes. Please call and make an appointment so we can come in and get that animal so you can visit with that animal and check them out.
Okay. Anything else we need to sneak in here before we move on?
Nope. Check us out on petfinder.com and fill out those applications online, and let's get them in homes for the holidays.
All right. Deb, it's always a delight to have you on, and someday, boy, it'd sure be nice when you can bring a furry friend back in the studio to climb our padded walls.
We will.
Thanks for joining us, Dave, on InFocus today. When we return, we're going to be talking about the Optimist Tree Lot. Jim Frankie with the Optimist Club will be joining us. It's K-Man's InFocus back in a moment.